This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Thank you for joining us for ILTA's Winter 2016 Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and with me today to talk about professional development is Scott Christensen, Senior Associate at Olenek & Associates and a former ILTA president. Thank you for speaking with me today, Scott.
Thank you, Christy.
I want to start by asking you, what does the phrase professional development mean to you?
Yeah, I think in the traditional sense, Christy, it's certainly access to education and training, opportunities for learning new skills, opportunities for advancement. But I tend to broaden that out in my thinking that really employment is a two-way street, right? And employees do certain work for the firm. Really, professional development, in my mind, is what the firm is doing for the employee in return, besides, of course, delivering a paycheck. It's really all of those development opportunities that contribute to that employee's job satisfaction. You know, we know salary is important to people, but it's that feeling of contribution, feeling heard, feeling like you're cared about and have a good relationship with your team. It's the thing that makes employees want to come to work and be happy to come to work. An example of that would be at Olenek & Associates, my present company, we have a formal mentoring program. We call it an advocate program, and we identify individual areas of interest and growth, both internal to the organization and as well as sort of an external career viewpoint. And we try to align the work that we give our employees on behalf of our clients to their areas of interest and growth. And ideally, you know, we can achieve both goals and really encourage their own professional development, internal and external.
Now, thinking back over your career path, are there some pivotal moments in your career when opportunities for growth paid off?
I would say the closest to that was my second year at my very first law firm job. And you know, early days of technology, and I simply pointed out to them that they needed solid plans for using technology in their law practice. And I raised my hand and asked if I could lead that effort, and they said yes. So that example, you know, more of a right time, right place kind of thing. I would broadly, though, answer the question and say that you need to have your own interests and pursuits in mind, and doors will open. You may or may not need a grand plan. I've always thought of myself as a businessman, and I choose to do business in areas of technology and legal profession. I've been an entrepreneur and owned a couple of small businesses in the past. And what does that relate to my career? Well, those experiences taught me customer service. They taught me how to deal with clients. They taught me communication skills, management skills, how to deal with employees. I was able to take those experiences and develop a growth path into legal IT management, you know, frankly, at a very young age. So really, my lesson there is look around you, look for the doors that open. I like to ski in my spare time, and I became a good skier by skiing with people that were way better than I was. You need to take that approach as you enter your career in all of your experiences. If you can look in the rearview mirror and see that you're making progress, you're good. Bottom line, surround yourself with good people that are way smarter than you and be a sponge and learn from that. And those are some of the things that will cause pivotal moments to happen in your career.
Yeah, and you've kind of touched on this with your response on what's happened for you, but if someone is just starting a career in a law firm and looking to climb the ladder, are there any other specific pieces of advice you would offer?
You know, I think that it's a little bit of both. You want to figure out a little bit of a plan or a roadmap to your career. So the typical interests and skills inventory sort of thing that you would do when you finish high school or college and in choosing, you know, careers and areas of interest. Look at yourself. You know, are you an introvert, an extrovert? Are you a specialist or a generalist? Are you more of a technology track type of person, or, you know, are you interested in management? And it's those sort of decisions about introspection about yourself that will help inform your decisions over time. But that said, don't sweat the journey. You will change your mind, and different doors will open, and that's okay. And again, I reiterate, you know, seek advice from those that you admire in similar positions. I also recommend look at the multiple strengths that you have. If you're going into teaching and you're bilingual, that's going to open up some doors. If you're a lawyer that studied mechanical engineering and you can be an IP lawyer, that's going to open multiple doors. So as you enter technology in a law firm setting, maybe look at opportunities to pick up information about security, information governance, general management, and really combine those strengths, and it'll open doors that will give you some benefit overall. On this topic, Christy, one of my favorite books is called The Power of Habit by Marty Duhigg. It's a book about how we learn about ourselves, triggers that follow good habits, and how to stop doing bad ones. And, you know, I really do emphasize that not everything in the professional development arena has to be formally sending someone to class. The reality is you can have programs that partner people with someone else that is successful in that field, mentoring, watching them do the job. And what you really want to do is replicate the success and enthusiasm that you have in somebody that's already successful in the job and clone that off into other employees, if you will. And they will develop their own good habits. They will learn and they will grow. Also things like, you know, putting people on committees or in charge of committees where they can contribute, add value, learn and grow. These are things that even people that might be earlier in their career might benefit from.
So if a firm isn't investing in professional development for staff, how might an individual seek opportunities within and outside of the workplace?
You know, the reality is complaining, you know, won't really achieve anything. But have a goal of trying to change it over time. Remember, it's a journey, not an event. It's not whether you get to go to a certain class at a certain point in time. Really continue to push your case for development over time and take really a long-haul view to that. Certainly some things you can do in the interim. There's plenty of things online. There are plenty of self-study options available that didn't used to exist before. You could certainly raise your hand and ask for a mentor, and that's a no or low-cost thing. And again, select somebody in your company or field that is already successful doing what you want to do and seek them out as a mentor. Mimic their success stories, and certainly reach out on social media. You know, again, it doesn't even have to be internal to your company. If you're looking to grow your skills, get on LinkedIn, other places like that, and ask some other folks out there how they might be able to help you. You might be surprised at the answers that you get.
And my last question for you relates to a firm that is looking to launch a professional development program for staff. What are some good first steps to take in developing a program?
Of course, every organization will be different, what they can and should do, what resources might be available to do a program. Again, I like what we do with Alenic and our advocate mentoring program that we have here. But certainly what you want to look to do is institutionalize a structure that allows for individual personal development. You know, ask your individual employees what's important for them. What are their development goals, and include those as part of their annual review. Taking simple steps like that are going to really help to align their interests and goals with those of the firm and keep them happy and productive. Certainly looking at what's important to the firm and then finding a way to align their individual goals as well as the firm goals is really what you want to be shooting for. Certain things cost money, formal classroom training outside. But again, as I've pointed out in some of these examples, some things cost very little or no money. I urge keep it simple and really get started. Don't make too big of a program, but just get started, and it's really not that hard, and you can grow that journey as you move forward.
This has been terrific insight. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up by thanking our listeners. Please check out our other ILTA radio podcasts and our Ask the Expert articles that appear in Peer to Peer magazine. And Scott, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Christy.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.